truth.
Wednesday, the first day of November. 2 months left to this year, and it'll be 2024. How about that? The perfect tip of the day is to prepare for winter. I'll talk about that a little bit here. Winter's coming a few weeks early. I spent yesterday running around getting some heat tape for some pipes, making sure that the bathroom and pipes in my guest house are not going to freeze, which I now know they won't. Doing some last-minute preparation at my other house to make sure things were squared away there. And you need to make sure you get all these things done yourself, because freezing pipes can certainly be very expensive to deal with. I've had to deal with that a lot as a landlord. So just make sure it's taken care of. My friend Professor McCanny is unavailable today. He likes to travel in places where internet simply does not exist or is so marginal it's not useful. I've known Jim now for 21, 22 years or so. I offered to help him. He had a situation I used my professional expertise to help him with during that period of time. We've met in person a couple of times. We've become pretty good friends. And that music you just heard, of course, was from Raiders of the Lost Ark, where an actor pretends to do what Jim McCanny's been doing for decades, which is to explore archaeological sites. Which is one of Jim's passions, and he's very good at it. He's good to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. That's how good Jim is at this. The author of, I think, 13 books, more in a way as he finds time, and a weekly talk show host, and hopefully we'll have Jim back with us next week. Well, back in 1995, I was the commander of the militia for St. Louis City and County. I was giving speeches around the area, and it was great reaching out to 40, 50, sometimes 100 people at a time to get the word out. My mantra at the time mainly had to do with the Second Amendment, and I wanted to expand my outreach so that the information would get to a much larger audience. And as it turned out, a very dear friend of mine, Don Griffin, who's now deceased, he was having the same thoughts. And we both went to WGNU 920 on the AM dial in St. Louis. It was 24-hour-day talk radio. And we both had tryouts. We both were offered a time slot. And we both started in talk radio back then. That would have been the late winter of 1995. We had 5 incoming lines, no pre-screening. I found out very quickly from the producers and the management and the other talk show hosts that it's important to know when it's going to be a full moon. It's something you become very aware of as a talk show host, is when there is a full moon to expect the bizarre, crazy calls. That was just part of it. Great training, great learning experience. I started interviewing Steve Quayle back then, around 1997 or 98, something like that. That's when I got to know Steve. And some of the others that are very foundational in the Patriot movement. Jim Rawls, for example. I interviewed Jim a number of times. And that's where I got my training. and experience. I was at WGNU until 2000 when a U.S. congressman was running for re-election, Jim Talent. The only thing that Jim Talent feared was public exposure of his voting record, public recognition of his voting record. So I simply listed the things he was voting for, which were basically the perfect Democratic vote is what he would do. And I was ordered not to do that because he was paying for advertising in WGNU. I was the most popular host. I had about 25 hosts, by the way. 25 or 30 was a bunch. I was popular to the point where the sister of the owner of the station was one of my biggest fans. The station paid for a full-size billboard on Interstate 55 with my photograph on it, my picture on it. And anyway, when I wouldn't stop giving a complete, detailed, accurate rendition of the voting record, Jim Talent, they fired me. And I was okay with that because I was doing the right thing for the right reasons. I took off for about 1 year, maybe a little more than a year, when I was introduced to Republic Broadcasting. I began broadcasting on Republic Broadcasting around 2001. I don't know exactly. There's probably some records somewhere. I don't know. It's been a great place. Mr. Statmiller, when I was being offered a time slot, he says, John, it's your hour to do with whatever you like. There's no censorship on the part of Republic Broadcasting. I said, okay, I can live with that, John. So here we are. 20 plus years later, in November of 2023, my listeners have been with me. I have listeners that began with me at WGNU, and they're still with me. And I really appreciate that. I can go into a supermarket in Key West, Florida, or Anchorage, Alaska, and possibly be recognized. I've learned that firsthand. And it's being a talk show host is taking me places I never thought about, never dreamed about. Helped tens of thousands of people get their lives back through various products I offered, especially the energy cleaner. That's very gratifying. Steve Whitman is one of them. Steve was a regular listener. He's still a regular listener, I assume. And he had a engineering firm in Boston. His dream was to become own a Maine, the state of Maine, fish camp up there in the state of Maine. That was his dream occupation. So he sold his engineering firm, and he bought a rundown fish camp and rehabbed it. So it's been, how many years ago was it that Steve suffered that injury? I'm going to say about 8 years ago. It may have been 10. So Steve was doing some work at the fish camp, in which he was down in a ditch picking up concrete blocks. He reached over to pick up a concrete block instead of walking over to it. And he re-injured a back injury that had been healed up. And he was hurt so bad that he had to crawl out of the ditch, crawl into his pickup truck to make it home to where he could get some relief from the pain. It wasn't healing very quickly. And his buddy says to Steve, why don't you try out John Moore's energy cleaner? Can't hurt. So Steve got it, and he started using it. He'd had an earlier injury years before when he was an amateur weightlifter. He was in a hurry one day for his training, didn't put on that heavy leather belt that weightlifters like to use to for protection, and he injured his back really bad. He used an energy cleaner. He recovered from that most recent injury, and he felt so good, he started using lifting weights all over again, which he hadn't done for more than 20 years. Only a few weeks later, it was early fall, the fish camp was closed, he's running a backhoe, doing some work, when a former employee drove up, and Steve motioned to him his watch. It was almost 5 o'clock, because even though he was no longer an employee, they would frequently have coffee together at the end of the day. So Steve motioned to his his watch that was almost 5 o'clock and went back to using the backhoe when all of a sudden he was shot 3 times with a 45 caliber pistol, once in the right hand, twice in the chest, through and through wounds through the chest. And he gives myself and Andrew Klinner credit for giving him the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe before the fourth and final kill shot, which is what he did. So he leaped off the backhoe, and that's pretty high off the ground. And he gets the wheel and the tire between him and the shooter, and he hears a gunshot. He looks around the wheel and the tire, and he sees smoke coming out of the top of the head of the shooter. And Steve began implementing his training as a main guide. He's certified main guide, which is a high standard. Those woods up there are serious woods. They'll flat kill you, especially in the wintertime. And he is treating himself for shock. He gets into a ditch, elevates his legs. He's frantically trying to call 911 on his cell phone, which miraculously he had picked it up and stuck it in his pocket, which typically he didn't do it because there's such poor cell phone service. Anyway, he realized that he needed to get to the top of a hill where he could get cell phone service. So he gets back up on the tractor, no small thing. He's bleeding out the front of his chest. He's bleeding out the back of his back. His right hand is all mangled from the gunshot wound. And he steers the tractor with his elbow up this road a few hundred yards to where he has cell phone service. He's able to finally, after several attempts, get the call through to 911. Then he gets off the tractor and starts treating himself for shock all over again. Another miracle happened, the first miracle being that he had the cell phone, the second being three bear hunters showed up to hunt bears, and they come to, they see Steve's in his situation. They stuff paper towels in the front of his chest and the back of his back to stop the bleeding, and they're not sure if the shooter is still alive or not, so they're maintaining a security watch while the ambulance finally gets there. The ambulance arrives, and it was going to be an air ambulance, but a really bad automobile accident took priority over Steve. And so the ambulance finally gets there. It was a long ride, but they're stabilizing them, these EMT guys. You know, they're good at what they do, stopping the bleeding and getting some fluids in them. Give him to first hospital, and they keep him there long enough to have him transferred to a hospital with a higher level of care. As he's being transferred, put in the ambulance to take him to the next hospital, the nurses and the doctors are lined up with a spokesman being one of the doctors who hands him some cash, and Steve says, "What's this for?" And the doctor says, "Buy some lottery tickets because you shouldn't even be alive." So Steve took that and he went to the second hospital where he was sewed up and patched up and allowed to go home after a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know how long he was in the hospital. He came back for a checkup. The doctor who did the surgery has him take his shirt off. And the doctor is so shocked by Steve's rapid recovery that she brought in other nurses and doctors from the floor to verify what she was seeing, that Steve's recovery was so rapid. Regardless, Steve initially wrote a very nice article about these events. I read that and I got Steve on the phone. I said, "Steve, you need to write a book. This needs to become a book. This is a wonderful article. It needs to become a book." He did. He wrote a book. It's available at Amazon. The title of it is Winning Life's Lottery. A couple of years later, he wrote a second edition with more details about the psychological makeup of the shooter who had severe psychological addiction problems for decades. And that's available at Amazon.com. It's very humbling to have a man give you credit for saving his life, which is what Steve did, of course. Steve went on to become a novelist. He's written, I think 8 or 10 novels, great novels that he's authored. He's modeled one of the characters after myself, another humbling thing to that he did for me. I finally got to meet Steve and his lovely wife in person when I did my Caribbean cruise in January of 2020, a beautiful home down in Florida. Steve's had some health issues since then with a stroke and other things, but he's a tough guy, he's a smart guy, and he's recovering. I talk to his wife every few months to have her give me updates and give some more advice on how to use the energy cleaner for these new things that Steve has to deal with. And I'm always praying for Steve and his wife that they will be able to get back to their life and doing the things that they love to do. A bonus that they found while they were using the energy cleaner, his wife had been an aerobics instructor, and she contracted lupus and had discontinued doing what she loved, being an aerobic instructor. As a consequence of using the energy cleaner, she was completely healed from lupus. She was going at the time every 6 months for a blood test. After using the energy cleaner, she went in for that semi-annual blood test. The doctors were shocked. They couldn't find that she'd ever had lupus. Couldn't find it at all. We got a caller on hold here. We got my friend Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a 7 or 8 minute drive away from me. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. You sound bright and perky this morning, my dear.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching six big gobblers along the pond eating.
All right. Well, that'd be a tempting target for a lot of our neighbors, wouldn't it?
It would be. Yes, it would.
Is turkey season already finished? I don't know.
Yes.
It is? Okay. Well, those turkeys, first time I saw wild turkeys, I was shocked at how skinny they were. How about you?
Yeah. It's not like the ones you purchase in the store. Yeah, they have to be able to fly.
Yep, they do, and they do fly. I watched a turkey fly across the Missouri River. I was shocked to see that as well. Well, Melinda, the home that you and your husband own was featured in Better Homes and Gardens a number of years ago. You and your husband bought it to have a business, which the new owner could continue that business of being a high-end bed and breakfast if they chose to, couldn't they?
Yes, they sure could.
So there's lots of possibilities. One would be to buy the place, reserve however many weeks a person wants for their personal use and family use, and keep the rest of the calendar open for paying guests, correct?
Right. They sure could do that. We use it ourselves quite a bit through the year for family gatherings and things.
Well, that's really neat. And I've been there. I've had a complete tour of the place. You're going to the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road. You're driving through a forest that looks like Davy Crockett just walked through there last week. It's very remote. There's no businesses, no gas stations, there are very few homes along the way. And you're going and you drive off, come off the public road down this private driveway, very thick forest, and all of a sudden it opens up to this beautiful meadow with this beautiful home in the middle of it, aren't you?
Yes, people are shocked when they come and see it. They say that the photographs don't give it justice, and it's probably better to be that way than be disappointed.
Absolutely. Well, we've got about 30 photographs of the inside and outside of the place at my website at thelibertyman.com under real estate, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. And if people that come there, they could vacation any place. They could visit. They could vacation on the French Riviera. They could vacation in Hawaii. They could vacation in Asia if they wanted to. But they're coming from Asia. They're coming from Europe, all over the planet. And they expect perfection when they walk in the door. And that's what they get, don't they?
Yeah, we pride ourselves on cleanliness and feeling at home. It's not an empty, cavernous type house. It's very homey, but very unique, and people just love it.
Absolutely. Now, Gary has a private collection of, what is it, ladles on the wall? Is it ladles?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, that's, I mean, Americans are collectors, but I didn't, I didn't know anybody collected ladles, but your husband did. God bless him. Hold on to the break, Alinda. We'll wrap up this conversation after the break.
Okay, sure will.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Visiting with Linda. Linda's my neighbor. Linda was a former postmistress in the Davisville post office. And Linda, this is an extraordinary opportunity for just the right family, isn't it?
Yes, I know there's somebody out there that it's just going to be perfect for. It has to be somebody that loves the outdoors. It's about 4,000 square foot of living space inside. And there's about 2,500 square feet of living space, what I would call outside, with patios and screened-in porches and things like that. So you can enjoy the outside also, you know, while actually being in the house, I'd like to say.
Right.
And, well, yeah, it's a lovely place.
And 35 acres of real estate to go with it. Now, I've been through nice parts of St. Louis County where people buy million-dollar homes that are so close together that you're only a few feet away from that next million-dollar home, aren't you?
Yeah, I've never understood people that want more living space than more yard. But right. There's a lot of that city.
Well, people from the East Coast and the Left Coast, when they look at this beautiful home with 35 acres at only $780,000, they think, oh, that's a bargain. I mean, compared to East Coast, West Coast prices, it's an extreme bargain, isn't it?
Yes, I would like to note that just about a month ago, the house two properties down from us is a 1,500 square foot home, kind of a hunter's cabin, very rustic, but nothing like what we call West, which is the house that's for sale. And they had 78 acres, and it sold for over $1 million. And that's two properties right. down, same road, right. Yoakum Road.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, when we saw that, we think we're priced more than reasonable.
Very reasonably. The living room there has is 30 feet or 32 feet. How tall is that living room?
It's 30 feet at the peak, yes.
30
with a
feet
beautiful
at the peak.
Stone, yeah, beautiful stone fireplace that goes up to that peak. And the fireplace,
absolutely.
You can see from the living room and the master bedroom, also has that same fireplace.
Absolutely. Now, most years you put up a Christmas tree, a live Christmas tree. Have you picked one out yet?
No, we haven't. No, we do a 12-foot tree normally, and it looks rather small in it, but it's a nice size next to the fireplace.
Most homes you couldn't accommodate a 12-foot tree on a good day.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at the photographs here at my website. This beautiful home with beautiful grounds. There is a security alarm system already installed, isn't there? Simply Safe.
Yes, and we also have an outdoor camera that views the entire south side of the house and the driveway and that sort of thing. And we just recently installed that just within the last few months, and I love it because we can really see what's going on at the home when we're not there. We're thinking about getting one on the other side, which would just go into the forest, but it's really nice to be able to see what's going on around the home when we're not there.
Now, on the balcony, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to the Wild West."
I like
that. Well, the decorations and the furnishings are all negotiable. You and your husband have a lovely house with all the decorations and furniture you would ever want. You really don't need two houses full of that stuff, do you?
No. It'd be nice if we could sell to someone that would like to just, come in and as is and keep the furnishings and everything. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, it'd be less of a burden on you. Well, I'm scrolling down, and here's a collection of ladles near the kitchen. And looks like a wood-burning cook stove. Now, that's not in operation. It's just for decoration at the moment, isn't it?
Correct. It is. It does work, but we sure didn't want to put a hole through the ceiling. It's part propane and part wood, which anybody who's of the older generation probably remembers those stoves.
That's what got. I had one of those that got stolen about a month after I bought my place. A cook stove, ladies and gentlemen, it's your choice of using wood for fuel or propane, and that thing must weigh 300 pounds. Those guys must have wanted it awful
yeah.
bad to haul it out of here.
So I'm
scrolling down through here, there's a big welcome sign on the front porch. Sidewalk looks like flagstone. Is that a flagstone sidewalk?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. And there is all kinds of Western decor on the walls and on the floors. Western theme for carpets. But all the amenities. Now, is there a functional washer and dryer in the place?
Oh yes. Yeah. There's a regular laundry room. It's right off the kitchen.
Okay. And it's great. Now, here's the pool room. We've got looks like a full-size pool table, well-lighted with above it some very tasteful carpet on the floor, wood paneling on one side. It's just everything's there you need. Linda, I want to thank you for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Get with me if you like it, and I'll put you in touch with Linda. Thank you, Linda. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad.
Okay. We have a 5-minute break. Call number 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the first day of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got a new photograph posted a few days ago of myself, 20-year-old John Moore in Vietnam. I'm wearing my tiger stripe uniform. I have a Thompson submachine gun in my hands, bandoliers of machine gun ammunition draped across both shoulders, and our big generator behind me that made electricity for where we lived. Anyway, that's a new photograph we got posted right next to myself 50 years later, once again wearing tiger stripes and preparing to make a parachute jump. How about that? There is at my website, there is a 8-minute clip from May the 7th, 2020. If people had paid heed, such as my daughter, which she did not, they would have lived. 8-minute clips where I said on May 7th, 2020, along with Dr. Horowitz, two things. First of all, you cannot develop a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. It can't be done. Number two, my belief, no evidence at the time, but we now have evidence, that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed, which has proven to be true. My private sources, I know that for a fact. I was a big supporter of President Trump at one time when the election was taking place, the 2020 election. I was asked to take over the PAC, the Political Action Committee that supported President Trump in 2016, the only one in the entire country that had a freestanding brick and mortar office for President Trump. I was very gratified to have that offer. I had accepted that offer. I'd gone to Washington, D.C. With the current president to meet some of the movers and shakers as part of that effort. The COVID shut that down. That was 2019, excuse me. 2019, not 2020. COVID shut that down. So I was a really big supporter of President Trump, obviously. President Trump still takes pride in Operation Warp Speed, the effort to develop a vaccine in 9 months or less. I don't know if President Trump was lied to or if he's a willing participant or willing and knowing participant in the worst crime in human history. He's obviously part of it now. I don't know what he knows when he found out. Maybe he didn't find out. He lives in a pretty compartmentalized world. Taking pride in Operation Warp Speed, still encouraging people to get the COVID clot shot. It's not acceptable, in my opinion. He probably, if all things being equal, he will be elected to office again. Short of assassination, I don't believe any of these lawsuits are going to stop him from winning the presidency. The Republicans will probably pull together sufficiently to have an overwhelming vote in favor of President Trump. And like I say, all things being equal, he will be back in the White House. January of 2025 is when he'll put his hand on the Bible once again to take that office once again. It's except for the, and it's a big except, it's a massive except for the COVID vaccination. I like just about everything President Trump did. He showed some lack of discernment and ignorance, quite frankly, and many people he chose to be part of his cabinet and his closest advisors. I believe he's learned from that experience. It was a tough learning experience, to say the least. Very tough. And he had people advising him. He had no business being advising the President of the United States. Picking Bill Barr as Attorney General was a massive mistake, among many others. I think President Trump, being a New York businessman, was a bit naive about how truly deep the deep state is, how truly deep the swamp is in Washington, D.C. It's generational. I have a neighbor lady. She retired about eight or nine years ago from Washington, D.C., as an administrative assistant in various capacities. She went to work there when Dwight Eisenhower was president. That's how long she stayed. That's not extraordinary. It's quite frankly very common for men and women to go to Washington, become part of the swamp, and stay there their entire working life. Very common. I think President Trump has a better understanding of what needs to be done and how to do it. But he'll be dealing with the consequences of the COVID clot shot. I was hoping that just before he announced, or at the same time he announced president, that he would come clean with the dangers of the COVID clot shot, which he's still encouraging people to get, by the way. He didn't. That was so disappointing. Where does that leave us? Well, I'll continue to support President Trump, not in the way I was previously. I like a lot of what Robert Kennedy Jr. says, although not everything, obviously. He's weak in some very important areas. But my focus is going to be at the local level. County office, state offices, my state rep, my state senator, governor, city council, school boards. I have hope that we can save this. I don't know that we will, but it's better than giving up, isn't it? I'm not ready to give up. It's far better to win this thing at the ballot box rather than have to resort to the cartridge box. Far better. So I want to encourage all of you to please consider doing the same thing. If you don't have time to run for office yourself, to support conservative Christian candidates who are running for local office, for city council, mayor, sheriff, prosecuting attorney, district attorney, state rep, state senator, that would be a smart thing to do, don't you think? I think so. These candidates, they need two things. They need volunteers, they need money. If you contribute one or the other or both, that would help them a lot. Make sure you do your homework. There's a lot of Democrats who know they can't get elected as Democrats, pretend to be Republicans. Make sure you do your homework first, and you're supporting a genuine conservative Christian patriot for that office, whatever office might be. I talk a lot about how important the office of sheriff is. An elected sheriff, not an appointed sheriff, but an elected sheriff who maintains and retains the power of a traditional elected sheriff is the most powerful law enforcement officer in any given county nationwide. If that sheriff's job, is to protect the people in his county, to know the people in his county. In fact, that's in the Missouri statutes, is that the sheriff needs to know the people in his county. And they do. I don't know what county Waco, Texas is in. I could look it up, but that doesn't matter. If that county had an elected sheriff back when the Branch Davidians were still occupying their church out there. It wasn't a compound, by the way. A compound has to have either a fence or a wall around it, which Branch Davidians did not have either. An elected sheriff in that county could have stopped that tragedy that took place there, the murder of all those men, women, and children, which is what it was. That's one of the things, that incident is one of the things that helped form the militias nationwide, including the militia I was in charge of, that tragedy at Waco, Texas, along with what happened with Randy Weaver up there in Idaho. Randy recently died, by the way, in the last year or two. I never got to meet Randy in person. We did talk on the phone once, and we had many people we knew in common, like Colonel Wrights. Let's talk a little bit about what happened at Waco, Texas. David Koresh had this church down there, rather conservative church, and mostly fairly young people. They liked their firearms, and one of the things they did was equip some of the firearms with a trigger mechanism that would allow the firearm to fire as fast as a machine gun without requiring any registration or paperwork. Completely legal, by the way. No violation of any law whatsoever in the state of Texas, anyway. So that wasn't the beginning point. The beginning point was a driver from a delivery truck, UPS, FedEx, it doesn't matter which one, delivered a package with some paperweights that are sold at different gun stores and so forth around the country, paperweights that look like hand grenades. But they weren't hand grenades. They're simply cast iron paperweights. Well, he thought they were real hand grenades. He didn't know any better. He reported this. That began the ATF surveillance. They set up surveillance on the Branch Davidian property. And they heard these rifles shooting really fast, as fast as machine guns. And they thought at the time, because they did their homework, well, there's no registered machine guns at this church, so they must have unregistered machine guns. That's what they thought. It wasn't true. They believed it. Based on that, they decided to have a raid on the place to arrest David Koresh and others and confiscate these unregistered machine guns. They decided to make have a bonus. The bonus would be a couple of TV crews go along with it to make a nice video to use to help get their congressional funding passed that they wanted passed. So that's what they did. They loaded up these heavily armed agents in a cattle truck covered with a canvas cattle trailer. The video crews were with them. And they went there to raid this place, do what's called a dynamic entry, to arrest David Koresh, arrest others, and confiscate these unregistered machine guns. And by the way, machine guns are completely legal if you do the paperwork and pay the tax. Well, they went to the Branch Davidian Church, and rather than knock on the door, they began gunfire immediately, shooting through the door. The two steel doors, by the way, are still missing. Why is that? Well, here's why. Because that's ironclad evidence that the shooting began from the outside. FBI came in to do the cleanup, and they took those doors, and they either melted them down or hid them someplace. They're gone. The men and women at the church defended themselves against this unexpected attack, and I think four officers were killed. Derek Koresh took a round to the stomach. He eventually died from that, I believe. And that began the standoff, which was, 50-something days? In the meantime, the U.S. federal government violated posse comitatus by using U.S. military assets against them. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Page, helped train these agents to run tanks down there in Texas. They brought in armored vehicles and tanks to use against these innocent men and women who were guilty of nothing. It ended up with the authorities not allowing fire trucks to stop the fires that were started, probably started by the government. Anybody who tried to escape, they were shot. Any attempt to escape. Any of the fathers who were at work that day, the first day, who attempted to get back in to be with their families, they were shot by snipers. Lon Harucci was there, proudly shooting innocent people, as he did up at Ruby Ridge, when he shot the mother holding an infant child in her arms, standing in her own doorway, shot her in the head and killed her. There's never been an accounting for this. There's never been any resolution of what took place at Waco that 2 months period of time. The Attorney General of the United States made a statement that they did that to save the children from child abuse. Well, let's break that down a little bit. First of all, child abuse is not a violation of federal law. They had no jurisdiction. If there was child abuse taking place, which the local sheriff had already investigated and found out that there was no child abuse taking place. So that was obviously a fabrication, obviously a lie. The FBI has no jurisdiction whatsoever for child abuse unless it takes place on a military reservation, U.S. government property, or there's interstate commerce involved. That would give the FBI jurisdiction. They didn't have any jurisdiction. And we did this to save the children. We burned them alive in their shelter. That's what they did. Same government. It was the Clinton administration. So going back to Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver and his family were awarded several $1 million for the tragedy up there, where Randy's son was murdered by federal marshals. His wife was murdered by the FBI. Their son, not son, their young man that was staying there help as a helper on the homestead, he was murdered also. Well, Greitz, Colonel Greitz, U.S. Army Special Forces, went there and was able to walk Randy out of the, away from the home into safety. Here's our last break. Right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Fire!
I recovered these audio clips from films where they fix bayonets for a reason. It's to help instill in people a sense of urgency, help instill in people a sense of what you do when it's absolutely desperate and you've got no other choice except to fix bayonets. I find it rather ironic and disappointing that the U.S. Army has discontinued bayonet training. The percentage odds of needing to fix bayonets in modern combat are very small, granted, no doubt whatsoever on one hand. On the other, that training instills a sense of being an alpha male warrior. And unfortunately, in the case of women, the same thing. I say unfortunately because women have no place being on the battlefield except, you know, in a rear area where they can do what they do best, which is to render medical help to men who've been injured. But it changes your attitude towards yourself and towards life when you've gone through that training. It was not fun. The drill instructors, they did a great job of teaching us how to be a bayonet fighter if we needed to. And that training stays with you. I recall one of my pistol classes, was a president of the local bank and his entire family, and this guy, same age I am, he was a Vietnam era veteran. He wasn't in Vietnam, but he was in that era, and he went through the same bayonet training I did. And I want to make a point with my students in that class about how training just becomes part of who you are. Now, this man, it had been almost half a century since he had had somebody tell him to stand at position attention, do a left face, do a right face, do an about face. And I asked if he'd volunteer to do that, and he did. I put this bank president at the position of attention and had him do a left face, had him do a right face, had him do an about face, which he executed perfectly, just as he had a half century before, even though he had not done those maneuvers. Half a century. That's how training makes things permanent, as Sam and Andrews like to say. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.